Now they do this by means of their rites, their rituals. And these rituals consist primarily of two aspects. One is the action. There is an act to perform. And the other is the hymn, or the voice, or the word that is pronounced in relation to the action. These hymns, these words, these magical power syllables come from a body of literature known as the Vedas, V-E-D-A. That word Veda comes from a Sanskrit root vid, V-I-D, which means knowledge. Vidya means knowledge, vid, to know. These Vedas represent the knowledge of the divine order of the universe. And the Vedas, the books in which these hymns and their musical intonations appear, these books are regarded as revealed. This is a revelation. The Sanskrit word is shruti, heard. These hymns were not invented, according to doctrine. These hymns were first heard by the ancient seers, the ancient hearers. They come as manifestations not of the revelation of a divine being, but the revelation of the universe itself, the order of the universe. Now, as I've already said, I think, the divine beings in the Orient are personifications of the power of the universe. But the universe is there from beginning to end, and there was no beginning and there will be no end. It was not created. It is in being. It is in process. And the laws of this process, the perfectly impersonal mechanical laws, become revealed through the Vedas. Now, these Vedas represent divine revealed truth. And the truth includes not only the hymns that are sung to invoke the powers, but also the actions that are performed. These ritual actions are a precious heritage that has come. Every movement, every intonation of the voice is communicated exactly to the next generation, so that it has come down like an unmodified heritage. The individual's, the teacher's function is not to criticize, not to judge, not to interpret, but to render without modification what he received from his teacher, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. The teacher is therefore to become, as it were, a completely transparent glass. He isn't there. This not being there is the ultimate aim of Indian spirituality.